I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. A lot of Russia news to digest this week. New sanctions stemming from Russian meddling in the U.S. election. Russian diplomats expelled from the U.K. over a nerve agent attack there. And coming up this weekend, a presidential vote in Russia with the man at the center of it all, Vladimir Putin, up for re-election. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. And Charles, I understand his chances of winning are pretty good.
They are pretty good, Carol. In fact, Putin will win. No one doubts that. But, you know, what's interesting here is just how much drama and intrigue there is around a race whose outcome fundamentally has none. In Putin's case, you know, the real concern here is not winning so much as it is turnout. It's the way Putin wins, how it looks. And key to that is getting enough people out to vote on Sunday to make this victory feel like a mandate to him after 18 years in power. It's tough to generate excitement when you've been around for that long. And, you know, on that point, I'd like to introduce you, if I could, to someone. This is Slava Nesterov. He's a 29-year-old artist from the Ural Mountains originally, but now lives in Moscow.
И этот календарь называется «Путин на каждый день до 2120 года».
Slava made some news here because of a calendar he published. It's a calendar that's all about Vladimir Putin.
A Putin calendar?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly a real calendar. There are no months, there are no days. They're just images of Putin and a list of all these fictitious accomplishments over the years. So, you know, you have President Putin doing something great in 2018, then in 2024, then in 2047, then 2078, all the way into the next century.
I think I get it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this idea that Putin is forever here in Russian politics. And now Nesterov, the artist, he says this is all kind of tongue-in-cheek, it's a joke, but it does have a serious point.
Но скажу на самом деле сразу, что...
And his point is this, you know, he does respect Vladimir Putin. He gives him a lot of credit for what he's done over the years. But he says that, you know, 18 years in power is just too long. He wants to see some change at the top. And I think you can feel this enthusiasm gap more and more these days in Russia. I mean, just anecdotally, I've spoken with people who say, you know, they agree with Putin's foreign policy, for example, but think he does a poor job on the domestic front with the economy. Or you hear people say, you know, they don't really care for Putin, but what's the point anyway? There's no one else to choose from.
Well, there are other people to choose from. There's other candidates.
Well, there are. I mean, first we should say that the main challenger, Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, and arguably the biggest threat to Putin, has been barred from the race on a legal technicality. Navalny is actually calling for a boycott of the election and instead for close monitoring of the vote, you know, essentially to deny Putin's win the sense of legitimacy that he craves. But because of these calls to boycott, his supporters have been harassed constantly by Russian security services. Many, in fact, have been jailed in advance of the vote to keep them away from voting precincts on Sunday. But, you know, to get to your point, yes, there are other candidates in the race. Just to give you a sense, just a bit of a taste of what Russians see when they consider the alternatives to Putin, here's a bit of tape from a recent presidential debate.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Well, it's a circus. That's what's going on. You know, something actually nearly everybody on that stage admits openly. But, you know, more importantly, what you're witnessing is simulated competition. These candidates, the Kremlin knows, even the candidates know that they pose no threat. So many agree that they're not even trying to win. And fundamentally, they're in the race, or they've been allowed into the race, in the case of some of the critics of Putin, just to generate public interest in the election, to get people out to the polls and make this feel like a real vote.
Does Putin participate in these debates?
No, he never has. In all these 18 years in power, his campaign, or his campaign style, as much as you can call it that, is largely based on this idea that he's too busy being the national leader. He's too busy being president or acting presidential to stoop to actually running for the job. That says he uses other means to make his case to the public.
Настоящим технологическим прорывом является создание перспективного ракетного комплекса стратегического назначения.
You know, so, for example, earlier this month, he gave a speech where he unveiled a series of new supposedly invincible superweapons aimed at the U.S. In a video display, one missile even appears to blow up the state of Florida. Sorry, Florida. But, you know, Putin argues these weapons are in response to missile defense systems that the U.S. has put in place in Eastern Europe and Asia. But the point really is this. You know, he's presenting himself as the national leader. He's thinking of Russia's national interests and, of course, defending Russia against what he presents as a really hostile world. While the rest of these other candidates, you know, they just squabble amongst themselves.
Well, that may be so, but we hear so much about Navalny and how he connects with younger Russians, especially on the corruption issue. Is that reflected in the race at all?
Well, in a way, yes. One of the things that was so surprising about Navalny's failed attempt to get into the election was just how successfully he built a national movement. And he did this with just the internet and, you know, no access to state television except for negative attention to him. And he's managed repeatedly to bring thousands of Russians in cities across the country out onto the streets to protest corruption in the Kremlin over the past year. Keep in mind, this is not just so much the numbers of people out on the streets as it is the demographic. Navalny started connecting with younger Russians, many of them who've only known Putin as their president. And they find Navalny, with his anti-corruption message, an interesting figure, not to mention nearly 25 years younger than Vladimir Putin. And you can see that the Kremlin was really spooked by this episode. It caught them off guard, and we see, you know, Putin adjusting his politics to compensate to a certain degree. Suddenly, Putin seems to spend a lot of time around younger Russians. He suddenly talks about, you know, digital technologies and cryptocurrencies, and he's always trying to show that he can connect. And, you know, also helping him are Russian pop stars and, you know, members of Russian sort of pop elite, which have been working overtime to promote Putin as this kind of cool, vital guy. For example, Carol, I can point to a Russian girl band. This is a band called Fabrika, or Factory. You know, they released a video where the three members of the group have competing sexual fantasies about Putin, or Vova, a nickname for Vladimir, as they call him in the song.
Oh, please. Must we?
We must. So the point is, there is a heavy-handed attempt to make this, okay, more or less healthy, but still 65-year-old Vladimir Putin, as he sets out on another six-year term, seem like a symbol of the future, you know, someone who can lead Russia forward. And I have to say, there are some Russians, younger Russians, who agree.
Мне повезло. Нет, я занималась и раньше организацией мероприятий в Молодой гвардии именно в Саратове.
So this is Ekaterina. She didn't give me her last name, but she is a 23-year-old member of Молодая гвардия, or Young Guards. This is a pro-Kremlin youth group. And she's also a member of this Putin's team. This is a group of Putin supporters in these elections who've been organizing online.
But don't these Kremlin efforts seem totally fake to most Russians?
You know, they do to a lot of people. I think that's quite clear. On the other hand, you see this kind of get out the vote movement here. So there have been incentives put in place by, you know, people getting prizes, for example, by going out to vote or getting free medical exams or other things that might just interest people and get them out to the polls. So again, the focus here is really on just getting the vote out. It doesn't even matter if you vote for or against Vladimir Putin. They know that he'll win anyway.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow. Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you.